Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
This is the night Henry Miller, the Nazi Atom Man, threatened to destroy every man, woman, and child in Metropolis by drowning. While all police authorities, aided by the army, guard every inch of the city's waterways, and Superman hovers high in the heavens, searching for the deadly foe who has twice brought him close to death, Miller, unseen by anyone, is slipping through the dark woods in the hills above Metropolis, bent on shattering the dam holding back the water in the city's gigantic billion-gallon reservoir and engulfing Metropolis. It is almost 8 o'clock. The citizens, unaware of the fate hanging over their heads, are mystified by the great searchlights sweeping the river and canal and the multitude of grim, armed men who patrol the banks. In Perry White's office at the Daily Planet, the gray-haired editor, Jimmy Olsen, and Lois Lane are tense with nervous excitement. Listen.
What time does it get to be night, Miss Lane?
What time?
Yeah, what hour?
I don't exactly know, Jim.
When it gets dark, of course. Why?
Oh, the Atom Man said when it's night.
He said.
He's going to drown all of us like rats. And it's dark out now,
oh,
so...
Oh, Jim, stop it.
But he said he...
Will you quit that he said business? For the last 24 hours, all I've heard is he said, he said, he said.
But I...
We know what he said, so stop repeating it. And anyway, I don't believe it.
You don't?
No. The police and the army are guarding every foot of the canal and the river. And the reservoirs, too. Even if Miller has some kind of atomic power, he won't be able to get close enough to use it. He'll be shot.
But what if he's disguised? Nobody will know him.
Everyone has been barred from the vicinity of the canal and the river. They've been told on the radio and in the papers that anyone disobeying the order will be shot on sight. So if Miller shows his Nazi face, he'll be taken care of in a hurry.
But he doesn't have to get close. Mr. Kent says he can shoot his atomic power from a couple of hundred yards away.
Good heavens.
Now it's Mr. Kent says. Confound it, Olsen, if we live through this night, I'm going to have Poco fried you in oil and serve you up for breakfast as a pancake. I mean a pancake.
Jim would be an awfully stringy pancake.
Oh, we won't be having any breakfast tomorrow.
Well, why won't we?
Because we'll all be...
We won't be anything of the kind. And if you think so, you freckle-faced crepe hanger, what are you hanging around here for? Why don't you get on the train and go where you'll be safe?
Well, nothing doing. You and Miss Lane are staying here, and everyone else will. So am I. I'm not running away from any dirty Nazi.
That's the way to talk, Jim.
Oh, of course, Jimmy boy. That's the way we all feel. We've been together a long time, and... And if this is the end, though mind you, I don't believe it, we'll see it through together.
Of course we will, too.
You bet.
The four of us. Where's Kent?
I don't know. I haven't seen him all afternoon.
Oh, he's probably hiding under his bed.
Now, that's not true, Miss Lane. Mr. Kent's as brave as you are. Why, I'll bet he's out looking for the Atom Man right now.
Nor on a plane headed for California.
He is not. Didn't he find out about the Atom Man in the first place and risk his life going to Sydney's house? And besides...
Stop it. Both of you.
I'm kidding, Jim. We're all nervous, and if we can get off our minds on what may happen... Listen, what's that?
It's the insurance tower chimes. It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, golly. Maybe at any minute. Jim...
Now relax, both of you. We never showed the white feather to the Nazis before, and we're not going to do it now.
Their nerves on edge, Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, and Lois Lane wait for disaster. Every moment drags like an hour. The smallest sound rings like the crack of doom. Meanwhile, high above the tent city, Superman streaks through the dark sky, his keen eyes searching the river below for the Atom Man.
No sign of Miller yet. Oh, if only I knew where he planned to strike. And I'd better have another look along the canal.
Away!
No, he's not here. Oh, where is he? Threatened to drown the city. So he must plan to blast the riverbanks or destroy the canal and let the sea pour in or explode the reservoir system. But I haven't been able to spot him anywhere. Well, back along the river again. I must find him. Oh, there's still no sign. Wait. On that roof down there. A man! No! No, it's not Miller. Hook! Hook! Oh, where is he? If I can only take him by surprise and tear that converter off his throat, it controls his power. Then I can handle him. But I've got to do it before he lets loose with that deadly lightning. I've got to find him. Away!
Wheeling and turning like some great fish, the Man of Steel resumes his patrol of the river and canal, widening his range to examine all routes nearby, then rocketing away to circle the series of reservoirs which descend in ever-widening lakes from the distant Blue Hills to the very doorstep of the city. But in order to patrol as much territory as possible, he narrows his range to 200 yards of each objective, and so he fails to see the Atom Man in dark clothes and cap slipping stealthily from tree to tree through the black woods, still a half mile from the giant reservoir which, protected by a great concrete dam, looms like a mammoth basin above the city. And as the Atom Man approaches on his deadly mission, two unsuspecting guards, Joe Mitchell and Ed Terrace, pause after completing a circular tour of the huge silvery reservoir lake.
Seems quiet as ever around here, Joe. Why do you suppose we got orders to watch out sharp tonight?
Can't imagine, Ed, but something's up. Look at all them searchlights down there along the river and canal.
Yeah, just like during the war, when they were expecting an air raid. Yeah, but the war's over.
Of course it is. Ain't no more saboteurs around we got to watch out for.
Well, we got to watch out for somebody. That's what the order said. Somebody who might try to blow up the dam.
Nobody better try that. I've got my family down there in Metropolis.
My boy and his wife live there, too. Hey, what's that?
What?
I just saw some lights across the water. There they go again.
Where? Oh, yeah. Oh, those are the army boys signaling to each other. Sam Lawrence told me they're on patrol all the way up to the Blue Hills.
Yeah, if you ask me, someone's got the wind up about something that ain't gonna happen.
That's what I think, too. But we gotta do as we're told. Should we go around again, Ed?
Yeah, might as well. Warmer walking than standing still.
Now, what's that noise?
I don't know. Hey, look, Joe. What in tarnation's that?
What? Where?
Coming out of the woods. You see?
Gee, Jerusalem. Looks like lightning. Green lightning. But it can't be.
Of course it can't. Lightning don't make that hissing sound. And look. It keeps going in a straight line.
Yeah. Ed, it's heading for the dam. Gosh, almighty, look at that hole in blue and brown. Ed, what is it?
I don't know. It's moving up to the dam now. Good Lord, if it hits the dam, that water's going to pour down and wash Metropolis off the map.
Panic-stricken, the two guards watch the strange forked green lightning leap from the dark woods and, like devil's fingers, probe its way toward the huge dam, exploding monstrous craters wherever it hits the earth. The Atom Man is about to make good his threat. Where is Superman? We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But right now, here's Dan McCullough to talk about the collecting of comic buttons.
You know, these days when it gets dark so early, and you can't play outside, you members of the gang are having more and more time to work on your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. You can sort over your buttons and count up how many different ones you've collected and pin them in different arrangements on your dress or jacket or cap. And you can be making plans to trade duplicates with your pals, too. Boy, that's swell fun. You'll want to collect all 18 of them. So ask Mom to get you more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get these slick new buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. Just look inside the Pep package for your prize. One of these exciting new comic buttons, or a military insignia or warplane button. That's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
As the deadly Atom Man, hidden in the dark woods, begins flashing his atomic power toward the giant billion-gallon reservoir above Metropolis, Superman, high in the air a few miles away, hears the first explosion, and veering swiftly, sees the long, jagged green lightning leaping toward the reservoir dam.
What? Great Scott! It's Miller! In that patch of woods! Down! Down!
Rocketing down through the pale moonlight, Superman launches himself at the Atom Man, his hands outstretched like a diver's, to snatch the tiny electronic converter strapped to the atomic monster's throat. When he is almost within grasp of his prey, the Atom Man hears the great swoosh of wind, looks up and sees the Man of Steel plummeting down toward him. Quickly, he lifts his strangely meshed hands to direct the fierce atomic lightning at his unswerving foe. Struck like a giant bird on the wing, Superman's rush is halted. He falters, seems to shudder and spin completely about in the air. Wild with fury and triumph, the Atom Man shouts at him.
You fool! Haven't you learned that you are helpless against me?
I can't fight in this way. I'm losing my strength again. Up! Up! There. Just got away. Second more and I'd have been done for. All right, let him try to strike me up here. Let him exhaust his power. Uh-oh. He's shooting at the reservoir again. Better get down and draw him away. Down!
Plummeting downwards once more, the Man of Steel draws the Atom Man's fire, moving and darting like a red and blue meteor, as the fierce green lightning stabs at him and stabs again and again, crackling and hissing in the night like a thousand giant snakes.
Keep away, you fool! Keep away!
Savagely, the Atom Man hurls his deadly power at his swirling, darting foe. Sometimes the hideous green bolts strike home, and Superman slows and falters, only to swoop out of range barely in time. Up! Up! How will this titanic battle end? Superman is pitting all his great strength and speed against the one force on Earth, which is mightier than he is. The force which twice brought him within the very shadow of death. Can he possibly win this time when he fights for his very life and for the lives of those he loves? Monday brings the smashing dramatic climax of our story, fellows and girls, and a startling surprise. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.